Well, it's like to have guests from the official opposition to the NDP to join us here on the Trending 55 Hot Seat. Please be joined on the line right now by Diana Batten. She is the critic for Child Care and Children and Family Services and also the MLA for Calgary Acadia. I guess, first of all, Diana, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
All righty. The main thing we want to talk about here today is the affordability grants agreement for child care operators. We know the deadline for that for them to sign on for this coming year is just a few days from now, January the 31st. But we've had some child care operators here in the region and elsewhere kind of tell us that, hold up a minute, we've got some issues with this agreement here. Why don't you tell us a little about what's all happening there?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So basically, back in 2021, right, we Alberta signed the federal provincial child care agreement with the goal to bring down child care costs to about $10 a day for every Albertan family. Now, when that first started, we did it in phases. So phase one is where we sit right now until they sign the new agreement. The biggest difference between that is that we're slowly moving towards that $10. So it means the burden of the cost is being moved from the parents, again, moving them towards that $10, and being put elsewhere. Now, what I've heard from a number of parents and operators is that this agreement, even before moving into phase two, which is due to be signed next Wednesday, they're putting these care centers in between a rock and a hard place, where on one side, if they sign this agreement, the burden of the agreement, and I'll get into that in a minute, falls on them. And the reality is they really can't afford to carry that burden before the government repays them. On the other hand, if they don't sign the agreement, their only option then, because they won't be seeing those subsidies, they won't be seeing the support, is to raise their fees. So you can imagine that you've got, you know, these vital care centers sending out letters to parents, and parents, of course, are super upset because, you know, these care centers aren't just somewhere that their children are kept, right, during the day. These are places, these are their lives, it's their friends, their socialization, their development. And so this is a huge fear and anxiety for, well, honestly, should be for all Alberta.
And as you kind of explained there, very much kind of a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation, because if you sign the agreement, okay, you may not get some of that funding right away, so that's going to put you know, a lot of these child care operators in a bit of a bind. But if you don't sign the agreement, you know, you have to raise your fees, and I don't think too many parents want to be able to pay those. So what's kind of sort of the, I guess, kind of needed here? Is it just more funding, or what's kind of the, what do you think needs to be happen here to help this get sorted out?
Yeah, well, I was hoping, and I'm still hoping, basically that the ministry will, you know, engage in meaningful solution building with these operators so that we can actually find a way to make this work where we're not putting these Albertans, right, these operators of child care centers, basically their whole livelihood at risk, right? And we're not putting the Alberta economy at risk by basically removing workers from the workforce because now they don't have daycare. So what I would like to see is, yeah, like actual constructive solution building. Again, I haven't heard back from the ministry, so I can't say, you know, I haven't heard directly from them. But what I've heard through, you know, the various parents and operators I've spoken to and through the communications that he's provided socially, that this is this piece, this burden that's being put on the Albertans operating these child care centers is a quote unquote hiccup or growing pains, which is incredibly insulting to these incredibly hardworking providers. And so we know that the government has the ability to support industry through hard times. This is a transition time for child care in Alberta. Why is the government not supporting Albertans?
Now, do you think also maybe needed here and maybe a little bit of a flexibility in trying to kind of work through this agreement between both the operators and also the provincial government and as well in trying to get this done?
Oh, absolutely. The entire agreement is very black and white. There is no flexibility. It's all or nothing. And I've heard that from a lot of operators where they're just like, if, you know, maybe I can't sign into this part, but if I could just still keep up this part, I could at least keep my staff. And the answer from the government has been no, it's all or nothing. So again, that brings me back to this why not sit down with operators and actually come up with solutions that work for Albertans? This idea that these operators are supposed to, you know, just hope and pray that they're going to make it through the next 15 months until the next phase happens is ludicrous. Like, you think about the cost of living, utilities, food, everything else. These are everyday Albertans just trying to live their lives. And the government is not supporting.
And another thing that I've heard recently, particularly from some operators around here, is that obviously being, you know, kind of a lot more of a rural area, you know, a lot of the you know, people that have to use it are often you're working jobs in a kind of little out of the way area. So that could have a bit of an. Do you feel that gas could kind of have a bit of an impact on particularly the centers in sort of smaller areas? How that could affect their economies?
Oh yes, no, that's a great point. So I've actually heard from a number of grandparents and parents out in rural communities who are writing into us, basically saying, "Can you please make the government listen? Because this, if we lose our child care center, that means we lose our ability to have our healthcare workers, our educators, our, you know, everyone else who lives in that community. That daycare center is so vital for its survival." And so it's just it's heartbreaking to hear these concerns, especially when we know again that daycare, we have daycare deserts. We know we have them. We need to take better steps so that they don't exist, right? So that we're actually supplying Albertans with what they need, and so that we can support, especially these small communities. I wish I had a better answer for you, but I don't.
Yes, that'll be interesting to follow this situation going forward. Now to kind of end things off here, I always like to have a little bit of a lighter note in these hot seat interviews, kind of try to throw in a little personal question, kind of show to these politicians or people too. Now, of course, we are still only a few weeks into the new year. Some people like to get into the new year's resolution sort of things. What about you? What's kind of, are you one of those resolutions people? So what is the new year's resolution for you?
Oh, I love it. So I don't tend to do resolutions, but I do find that like January 1st, maybe like September 1st, I kind of do a little bit of a personal check on, okay, where are things? And I think that's the school year that's got me in that that habit. But I would say one thing that I'm really hoping to do more of this coming year is walking my dog.
Well, we do get some pretty good spaces around here if you happen to make your way up to the Peace Region for that. Anyhow, Diana Batten, the official opposition critic for Children Family Services, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks so much for having me, and have a great day.